Zlines. In local news, a brand new plastic credit scheme has been launched to target banana farming waste in northern Queensland by environmental organisation Green Collar. The organisation collects banana bunch bags in banana growing regions for landfill or disposal, with farmers earning plastic credits for every tonne of bags collected. General Manager for Operations at Green Collar, Anjali Nelson, said, quote, "The plastic bags can then be provided and sold to corporate partners, government agencies who are looking to incentivise the circularity of plastic waste."
In more local news, the Greens initiated Universal Access to Reproductive Healthcare Senate inquiry has confirmed access to maternity and birth services remains a postcode lottery, particularly in regional and remote Queensland. Greens Senator Larissa Waters said closure of maternity wards in regional hospitals has left many expectant parents with no choice but to drive for hours to give birth. Gladstone-based Greens Senator Senator Penny Allman-Payne reinforced this, saying the lack of proper regional healthcare services creates a challenge in attracting other critical workers, such as teachers.
Across Australia today, Facebook users are being warned about a new scam on the platform that targets people through sharing links about people who may have died. The scam is a ploy used by computer hackers to take users' bank account details and steal their money and data. Messages that have been reported include a text message that reads, "Look who just died," and includes a link that seems to open a news article about the supposed death. It may also include a follow-up message saying, quote, "So sad," or, quote, "I know you know him."
In other national news, a brand of anchovies sold at Aldi is being recalled for elevated histamine levels. The recalled products include Ocean Rise anchovy fillets in olive oil and chili, which has been sold in stores around the country. Food Standards Australia and New Zealand has confirmed that eating anything with an abnormal amount of histamine can cause illness. Customers who have bought these products are urged to not consume them and return them for a full refund.
In international news, authorities in Venice discovered that fluorescein, a non-toxic substance used for testing wastewater, is the cause for the Grand Canal's sudden fluorescent green colour. Police investigations ensued after environmentalists were believed to be behind the event, but no activist group has claimed responsibility. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 17 degrees outside with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is also in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4cc.org.au to read more.
Oi you, this next one has some proper coarse language. Real rough stuff in it. Switch it off if it ain't for you.